Mr. Poole, thanks for speaking with us this afternoon.
My pleasure.
What does this mean, the latest announcement now, for the city of Charlotte and its bid for the NASCAR Hall of Fame?
Well, it means that Charlotte has moved into sort of the final competition with two other cities, Atlanta and Daytona Beach. I think Daytona Beach is the surprise candidate among these three. It was sort of believed that Daytona didn't necessarily have the financial backing that it might need to compete at the level that this thing's going to be built at. But I think that there's every possibility that the Disney folks might be involved in helping that change that because, Daytona's only about 60 miles from Orlando, and NASCAR and Disney are going to be back in business together in the television business in 2007, so maybe there's some synergies there that maybe we didn't think about beforehand. I think that would be the reason for Daytona being in there. Atlanta has a lot of corporate money behind their bid, and Charlotte, I just think, makes sense on sort of a logical level. I mean, the argument that Mayor Pratt McCrory keeps using, which I think is a good one, is that if you're going to build a Country Music Hall of Fame, you have to do it in Nashville, and by that same reasoning, Charlotte would be the logical choice for a NASCAR Hall of Fame.
What's happened in Daytona with that? Just a few months ago, the bid was thought to be really all but dead, and now all of a sudden it's one of the finalists.
Well, I think that's the sort of the question that a lot of us are going to be working on trying to answer here in the next couple of weeks, is where does that, what's happened in Daytona to change things? And, keep going back to the Disney thing. It just seems like to me that it's fairly obvious that, what Daytona has to push is that it's 60 miles away from a place where a lot of tourists show up. And if NASCAR and Disney have, talked about maybe cross-promoting, being able to buy tickets at Disney World for the NASCAR Hall of Fame and at the NASCAR Hall of Fame for Disney World and things like that, I would think that there are some synergies there that maybe, that will manifest themselves as we go forward. The other thing about Daytona is that a lot of the racing world goes to Daytona for a pretty long period of time, January and February for testing and the speed weeks. And so a lot of activities could be scheduled during that time around the Hall of Fame, and there's a lot of people in town for a prolonged period of time that would give them something to do. And I think that they already have a 60,000-square-foot Daytona USA attraction there that could be sort of morphed into a Hall of Fame or, become enveloped by a new building or to some degree. They already have an IMAX theater. So they have some things maybe in place there that might serve as a foundation to build on to turn it into the Hall of Fame.
I think the fact that Kansas City has now been dropped from the competition, it seems like it's being received with considerable surprise when you think that just a few months ago, in a way, Kansas City was kind of thought as the front runner in this. Were you surprised to see Kansas City dropped?
Yeah, very much so. And that's another question I'd like to find an answer to is what sort of happened out there. And I think that there are a lot of people in Kansas City and in the state of Kansas that are privately fairly upset about this. They want to know what happened. They want to know what changed, and I think that they feel like they've done all that they need to do or all that they were told they needed to do to get this thing out there and to be eliminated along with Richmond at this stage, I think, has really shocked and surprised them.
Now, when you talk to your colleagues around the country, what are their thoughts on what's coming up next? We know NASCAR has said that they would like to make an announcement by the end of the first quarter this year. Is that pretty much it? How quiet is NASCAR being?
Well, they're certainly playing their cards close to the vest. They would not say yesterday, what's next? What's the next part of the process? They would not, really answer that question. And, based on what I was able to read and talk to people is that, they don't plan to do any more site visits or any kind of major second round of things. I think it's just further consideration. Perhaps they had just reached a point in their voting or their in-house discussions where they knew it wasn't going to go to Kansas City, they knew it wasn't going to go to Richmond, and they wanted to be forthright with that. Perhaps that's what happened. I don't know. I think it's interesting that, this is a stage of this that I'm not sure I really expected. Every time you'd ask them through this process, are you going to cut this down? Is it going to be a round of finalists? They would say, no, we've already named our finalists. And so, this is sort of this intermediate step here kind of struck me as kind of odd and a surprise, and I don't really know what they intend to gain by doing this sort of culling that they've done.
David Poole, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
I appreciate it, Scott.